Tonight's Shir Simen Yud Ches Zman Tzitzis, the time to wear tzitzis, Sif Aleph. Laila Lav Zman Tzitzis Hu. Nighttime is not the Zman for tzitzis. Nighttime is not the time for tzitzis. The imit Meur Isim Oso. It's excluded from the words of the Pasuk or Isim Oso. You should see it, and at night you can't see it. Laharambam Komasha Loivish Balaila Potter. According to the Rambam, whatever you wear in the evening is exempt. Even if it's a daytime garment, it goes by the time of day that you wear it. And if you're wearing it during the daytime, it needs tzitzis, even though it's a nighttime garment. The Rosh holds a garment designated for night wear is exempt, even though you may wear it during the day. A daytime garment or a day and night garment is going to be mechuyev in tzitzis, even if you wear it at night. So according to the Rambam, it's the time of day. If you wear it during the daytime, I don't care what kind of garment, it's chayev in tzitzis. You wear it at nighttime, it's potter. According to the Rosh, it depends on the type of garment. If it's a nighttime exclusive garment, then it's potter even by daytime. If it's a daytime or day and night garment, it's mechuyev in tzitzis even at night. The Ramah comments usveik brachas lahakel because it's machlekes rishonim. When it comes to bracha, when there's a doubt, we're lenient. Alkein therefore, in the varach alav ela kishaloivesh biyoyim v'humiyuchud gamkin liyoyim. So you're only going to make a bracha on a garment that is worn during the daytime and is designated for daytime wear. Va'achat tefilas arvis after marav afal pishi dain yom hu, even if it's still daytime, the sun has not set. Ein levar chalav, you shouldn't make a bracha at that point on tzitzis. Ubaliyah yom kippurim yisatev mi'od yoyim vivar chalav. Yom kippur night by kol nidre, we should make sure to put on the talis while it's still daylight and make a bracha at that point. Mishnah Berurah sifkan aleph, leharambam v'chulu. Umikol mokom mutul tzeis v'shus harabim v'lel shabbos betalis imhat tzitzis v'lel havi kamasui. Even according to the Rambam, that in the evening there's no mitzvah tzitzis, you are allowed to wear a talis with tzitzis in a public place on Shabbos night. V'lo havi masu, we don't say it's a burden. Shehem noy habeged v'tachshitel. It adorns the garment. It makes it look nicer. Since it's part of the beged, it's not considered carrying. Sifkan beis lahakel. When it comes to bracha, suffik bracha is lahakel. Hainadaf galinyan bracha. This is exclusively regarding bracha. I will also lilbush kasus shalayla b'yoyim below tzitzis, but it would be forbidden to wear a nighttime garment during the day without tzitzis. V'chein kasus shalayim b'layla, nor can you wear a daytime garment at night without tzitzis. Mishum safik, because it's a machlekes rishonim, whether it's machlekes tzitzis or not. U'mikomokum nir d'ashliach tzibur haloy v'shtalas b'layla in serich livdok tzitzis. However, it would seem that ashliach tzibur who wears a talis in the evening does not have to check the tzitzis before he puts it on. For this, he can certainly rely on the chazaka from before that it was kosher and it's still kosher. We only check the tzitzis before making a bracha. Since he's not going to make a bracha, there's no need to check the tzitzis. Sifkan gimel gam kein layoim. If he wears a beged during the daytime hours and it's exclusive for daytime wear, then he makes a bracha. Gam kein layoim perish gam layoim, also for daytime. V'afilu gam yuchad l'layla, even if it's for day and night, v'kosh kein layoim levad, certainly if it's for day only. When Amos says, because of the sofik machlekes Rambam and Rosh, you have to make sure to wear a garment that's mechuyev and sits this by daytime hours, that is a daytime garment. It's either exclusive daytime or day and night. Either way, it would be mechuyev. Sifkan dal tfilas arvis. If someone daven mariv, even if it's still daylight, he doesn't make a bracha afterwards. Ubetainis tzibur, kishaloshin talis b'mincha. On a fast day, when we wear a talis at mincha, yosir is a talis kishagir lebarchu. The talis should come off when they get to barchu for mariv. Me'achad da'achshav ein loshin talis el the mitzvah tzitzis, because now we only wear the talis for the mitzvah tzitzis. If he keeps it on for Marav, it would look as if he holds nighttime is his man for tzitzis. However, the Sheikh Sibu who dances for the Amid, if he's not wearing a jacket or coat. Shein kavod hatsiva v'kach. It's not covered for tzibur to don for the amid with just a shirt. Peshita de l'yaser tassel. Certainly he must keep his talis on. So basically the Mishnah is saying that no one wore a talis for Maariv, even though today we do find some kehilas to give a sheikh tzibur a talis to daven for the amid for Maariv. The punishment was not to wear a talis for Maariv sheikh tzibur. The exception would be if he wasn't wearing a jacket. If he's not wearing a jacket, give him a talis to carve himself up, beg it alien for covered at Seba. But otherwise, he wouldn't wear a talis. Sivka and hey. Ubalea Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur night, by Kol Nidre, put on the talis before it's dark and make a bracha. V'chala oiv the fnei atevet serich lesati, whoever dons for the omid will need a talis. V'lechem chamudas kosiv dafa oimir kash. You also fnei atevet yisati, but he covered at Seba. V'im v'arach alav. Lechem Chamudis writes, the one who says the Kadosh Yosem should also put on a talis with covered Seber and not make a bracha on the talis Seber. I'm assuming he was referring to the days when only one person said the Kadosh Yosem, and then it became an issue of covered Seber. For him also, he should wear a talis when he says the Kadosh. Sivka and Vav Yis Atev, he should do the Atifa before it's dark. The reason we wear a talis on Yom Kippur is to be similar to the angels, Shemu Tafim Levanim, that are wrapped in white. Therefore, we don't take off the talis until after Maariv of Motzei Yom Kippur. We wear the talis the entire Kol Nidre night, Maariv the whole day, Ne'ilah through Maariv of Motzei Yom Kippur. So, Kol Zayin, the Oid Yom, the bracha should be said when it's still daylight. Avol im Echar lehisatif ad Laila. If a person was delayed Kol Nidre night and didn't put on his talis till it was dark, Shuv lo yivorach, he should not make a bracha. The Shema halacha ke Rambam, because you might pass like the Rambam, the halacha might be like the Rambam, that you don't make a bracha in the evening hours. Umash v'divi ha-mogen avram b'sivka andal. The implication of the mogen avram b'sivka andal is that afilu ben ha-shmoshos mutu levorich atzeis kachavim. That if it's still twilight, you could make the bracha, just not after the stars are out. The time of his reasoning is that albet tzitzis lo ksiv yoim. It doesn't say day by tzitzis. Rak or isim or so. It says you should see it. Mashma calls man shenu chaliro. So it means anytime you can still see. V'chein pasik bal derech ha-chaim. And about derech ha-chaim writes that way too. V'sefer matar farim. Isi shemach v'zeh. But the matar farim is machar. Essentially, when it's a matter of day and night, you could say yom ends at sunset. The mesh moshes is no longer yom. It's in between. But if it's a matter of isim or so I can still see during mesh moshes. It's only when it's dark, tzeis kachavim, I can't see anymore. So perhaps it's bedavka tzeis kachavim, you can't make a bracha, but beforehand you can. However, he concludes the matter frayim was machem. Achim zegufa hu mistapik and kvar higiyat b'nei shmoshes. Let's say he's not even sure it's b'nei shmoshes yet. Fine. A machmer b'nei shmoshes. But it might not be b'nei shmoshes yet. Near de bevadai yuchel avorach. In such a case, it would seem you should certainly be able to make a bracha. De belav hoch idas a toisvus or a rosh tiksus yom chai b'lal. Because anyway, toisvus and the rosh hold that a daytime garment like a talis needs a bracha even at night. Vagob be'yurv mitzadid gamkin l'shita zur. And that's how the Vilna Gaon in his commentary is inclined to say. Ayin shom look over there. Se'if beis, sedinim, sheets on your beds, afal pisha odim yoshin behem baboiker, even though you sleep on them when it's already morning, ein matilim ben tzitzis, we don't put tzitzis on the sheets. Mishter Bursav Konches, behem tzitzis, mepnei she'ikr tashmishin belayla, the main use of a sheet is at night, uksis layla mikri, so it's called the kasus layla, it's a nighttime garment. Achlef izeh lo yapata rak l'rosh, now this only works according to the rosh, that since it's a nighttime garment, it doesn't need tzitzis even by day. Aval ha-Rambam, the ksuslai l'chayev b'yom, according to the Rambam, even a nighttime garment needs tzitzis if it's daytime, chayev, then the sheets should need tzitzis. V'yesh oimim oy tam lifter. So some say another reason to pater a sheet from tzitzis, mishum, because lochiva terak derech malbush o derech itov. The obligation of the ter is where you wear your garment as a clothing or wrap in it, lo derech ha'alo, but not just it lays upon you, like a top sheet. That doesn't count. V'yesh cholken, others disagree, as they hold that filum yetzia tachtov beget shalaba kafas chayv tzitzis, that even if you put beneath you a bottom sheet with four corners, it needs tzitzis, but kolshken derech ha'alo, and certainly if it's above you. Arkein yechri ha'mogen avam di'asa keren achas agula, therefore, the Magen Avraham concludes or decides that one should round off one of the corners of his sheets. Then he has no problems saying, only, it's not like it's called Ksus Laila and only Yotze according to the Rosh, but according to the Rambam, Mechuyev, and Tzitzis. If you round off a corner, there's no Shaila that it does need Tzitzis. Achen, however, Mashma Devarov, from the words of Magid Avraham, it's implied. That this is only if your sheets were wool.
Wool sheets.
Avalo b'shal pishtin sharminim. But if it was linen or anything else, we're not going to be machma. I ain't time for you. I'm looking for Magadim, his rationale. So, Lemaisa, he has a taina to be makel. And if the notes quote the Chazon Ish, that he was makel entirely. And he says, even b'shal tsemer, there's a room to be makel. The Chazon Ish felt that one didn't have to be machmir unless it was a type of sheet that you would actually use during the daytime as some kind of wrap. You'd wrap yourself up in it. But otherwise, in that case, he would say to round off the corner too, only if you'd be ma'atif in it, lefum b'yon. But if you never wrap yourself in it, he said you don't have to be machmir. Se'if Gimel. At what point in the morning can you make a bracha on your tzitzis? When you could discern the difference in the colors of the strings between the blue and the white. The Ramah says, if you wore it from dawn, some say you should make a bracha already then because it's after dawn. V'chein nohagin, that's the minik. Even though dawn precedes Mishiyakir. V'im levosha koylachin, if you put on before dawn, you go on besliches like besliches, lo yivarachlev, don't make a bracha. U'kashiyar hayoim, when it becomes daylight and you're wearing your talis, you don't make a bracha yet, yimashvish bo yivarach, you take the tzitzis in your hands, and you make a bracha. Mishdebursiv contest, Mishiyakir v'chulu. The earliest time to make a bracha on tzitzis is Mishiyakir, v'hu hazman, de Mishiyir eschaver harwagili mo kitzas. This is the time of morning when you see someone that you kind of know, an acquaintance, and he's 4 amos away, and you can recognize him. We mentioned this zman later on in Simon Ches by Kriyashma. It's the same shear as to discern between the Lovan and the Techeles. Ayin Sham, and the Biagro in Arsugya. However, the Ramah says, even from Alos HaShachar, you can make a bracha, and that's the minig. But the Vilna Gaon says, not to follow this minig, but rather the Shulchan Aruch from Misha Yaker. If it's difficult time-wise, if someone puts on the talis from Alos HaShachar, we don't have a problem, we don't scream at him. However, it's still a chatchila, certainly the best thing and proper thing to do, to wait to make the brach until the time of Mishiyakir, when you discern between the blue and the white. That is the view of Eliyahu as well. If I made the bracha before Amud HaShachar, in the middle, it's still nighttime, I wouldn't make another bracha afterwards. Because if I make the rosh, then a daytime garment, even at night, is mechuyav in tzitzis. So sometimes people by accident make a bracha when they put on the talis before Mishiyakir. We say the halacha is a yetsa. The yetsa is the bracha because according to the rosh, you'd make a bracha even at night on a daytime garment. As far as what is this man of Mishiyakir in minutes, so the notes begin by quoting a Prima Godim that it's about 6 minutes after Alos HaShachar. So if we would say Alos HaShachar is 72 minutes before sunrise, so 66 minutes before sunrise is already Mishiyakir. Then there are those who say that the meaning of Yerushalayim was that Mishiyakir is a straight 60 minutes before sunrise. Then there are those who said it was 50 minutes. Then there are those who say it's 45 minutes. Those say it's 40 minutes. Those say it's 35 minutes. They have all different sheets. There's a whole lineup of poskim of how many minutes before sunrise. I once asked the Moshe Chaim Shlita, he said to me, Rav Moshe told him, go outside and you see. If you see, you see. That's it. You can't put minutes. It says Mishiyakir, so you see. The problem with it is we can't really tell anymore because of city lights, of artificial lights. We really don't have the ability to discern. So what many of us use is a calendar that has the calculation of when the sun is 11 degrees beneath the horizon, and that's Mishiyakir. The same calendar will tell you what the 45-minute Mishiyakir is and so on, but 11 degrees beneath the horizon, the sun is beneath the horizon, 11 degrees, it's already considered Mishiyakir, and that time is typically around 60 minutes before sunrise, which is very similar to the Minig Yushalayim that the Svarim brought, was a straight 60 minutes. Sif Katan Yud Aleph. If you put on your talis before Mishiyakir, then when you get to Mishiyakir, you mash meshbo, you hold on to it, and you make a bracha. You mash meshbo, but it's a little bit tzitzios. It means you take the tzitzis in your hands. So there's no requirement to make a new atifa. People think you put on your talis before Mishiyakir, when you get to Mishiyakir, take off your talis, do an atifa, and make a bracha. There's no such requirement. You do the atifa when you put on the talis, and when it's Mishiyakir, you pick up the tzitzis strings, and you make the bracha l'satif. You make the bracha atif. You don't have to make another atif at that time. You just pick up the tzitzis strings, you make the bracha, and he doesn't even mention to kiss it, but our meaning, we kiss it, chivah ha-mitzvahs, we'll kiss the tzitzis too. But that's all you have to do. You just pick them up, make the bracha, when it's Mishiyakir.